Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go. Oh, stereo. 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 I don't know if you get this station in stereo, but it's doing stereo in my headphones, so... It's actually quite annoying and a little bit disorientating. 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome. You can call in about absolutely anything you want. Them's the rules. Let's go to Jackie. Good evening, Jackie.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Catherine. Well done, Jackie. Catherine has not returned from going to make a cup of tea during the break. I only hope and pray she has not been killed by ninjas. I can confirm Catherine is walking through the door now. She has not been killed. Okay. Make your own jokes up there, guys. But there were ninjas all over her, and she finished them off. Okay.
Nothing worse than being covered by ninjas.
Yeah. Anyway. Ninjas? Not? Did you say ninjas?
Ninjas.
Ninja warrior. Don't lower the tone, Mr. Mannering. Jackie, you sound like the first decent call we've had this evening. God for that.
What I want to share with you at the moment.
Seeing her in October.
I was just... Are you really? Yeah. Just listening to the Paul McCartney thing with the mashed potato. Have either you or Kath ever been online and watched a lady called Kay? Kay's Good Cooking.
I haven't. Can I just stop you for a second?
Yeah.
This is the first... Catherine's made me a cup of tea. Real tea, right?
All right.
Okay. I haven't had tea for
from
years.
From that machine.
Is it out of the machine?
Yeah.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Is it?
It's horrible.
It's not Yorkshire tea, then.
No, it's horrible. Are you enjoying it?
I've got a mocha.
Hang on a minute. Oh no, that's rank.
Is it?
That's disgusting. Try it. I've not had a real tea, Jackie, for ages because I was heavily into coffee. I'm off coffee now. I haven't had coffee for a couple of weeks. That's good. And I like Red Bush, and I'm drinking peppermint tea. And I haven't had a real tea for ages, and I just fancied it. And it is disgusting.
Do you want me to make you something else?
No, I want you to stick here and go down with this sinking ship with me.
Yeah,
Catherine.
Let's have a good pot of Yorkshire tea.
Oy. Anyway, Jackie, so yes, there's a woman called Kay's Cooks.
Yeah, Kay's Good Cooking.
Yes.
You want to laugh? Go and watch her. Watch her from the early days in her little kitchen with her son and her doing. And somebody will. She's on YouTube. People subscribe to her. Yes. And they'll come up with the most, not ridiculous things, but. Oh, to say her kitchen is something else. You just sort of sit there.
Are you looking at it just for kitchen porn? Is this drooling over a nice kitchen?
You couldn't drool over anything in here. Well, mind you, she probably has drooled over everything.
Is it disgusting?
It's just the way she comes across. She's so funny. She's just become a sort of figure of
fun.
Somebody will phone up and say, somebody's asked me to make a crisp butty.
What?
Or a crisp sandwich or something. So here we go. You take 2 pieces of bread.
You're joking.
You do this. You want to watch her make poached eggs in a frying pan.
Okay.
See, I was imagining like a Mrs. Hinge type.
Okay. Right, okay. Well, let's go. Now, Kate, the one we're going to look at said 67,000 views. It's all day English breakfast.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, no. Which is, go on, yeah.
Which
go
is
on.
Surely just a breakfast.
Oh,
right, here we
just
go.
Wait to see how she cooks it.
Okay, here we go. Is it not got bad language in, has it?
No. It's her and her son. She's got long, straggly hair. Yeah. And
okay, here we go. This is it.
People, I'm back cooking again. Happy Valentine's Day.
I love this already.
Today I'm making a full English breakfast, also known as an all-day breakfast. I'm just melting some fat in a pan. I don't know if you can see that.
That is lard.
Yeah. Lard.
That is lard in a pan. I thought this was going to be a very glamorous
speciality is her
cooking kitchen scenario. It is, let's just say, I don't want to be rude to anybody, but it's similar to the kitchen that I had growing up in the 70s.
Yeah. Right? It's disgusting, isn't it?
But I'm not going to comment, Jackie. You may think that. Here we go. Well, I'll say, unless it's midday or midnight, she's not set the clock on her cooker. Here we go.
And I'm going to add...
Whoa, she's not even melted the lard.
The sausage is next to the blob of fat.
And she's not turned it on.
It gets better. It gets better, Ian, honestly.
So they can cook.
Put them all in, love.
I'm opening a tin of tomatoes and a tin of beans. You can have grilled tomatoes. It's just that... I'm not keen on them, so I'm cheating.
I prefer tin tomatoes. I'm with Kay all the way.
I don't.
As you can see...
Oh! Describe that, Catherine!
Right, you know when you've used your Tupperware and it's gone orange around the sides right, and it won't unstain? She don't care, she's still using it. So she's got one full of beans and sausages and one just full of beans.
You know when you've got two Tupperware dishes, one is full of loose poo and the other is full of blood? That's what it looks like.
Got stuff in the... Tomatoes in.
She's wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
This jug.
Yeah.
And beans in this jug.
It's not a jug.
Right, I've just washed some mushrooms. All you do is...
I don't think she washed those mushrooms.
You just give them a wipe over.
That's not washing.
Wait, what?
That's not washing. Give them... I've just washed some mushrooms. Just give them a wipe over with an LJ cloth.
Right, I've just washed some mushrooms. All you do is you just give them a wipe over... just wash them. I'm slicing
them in her hand, the McCartney technique.
Hand with some fat in.
Please.
Right, it's optional if you want to cook.
Is that the smoke alarm going off in the background?
Yeah.
I love her.
This is brilliant.
Have you never seen a before?
No,
honestly?
But you know what? We know what we're going to do, Jackie.
Just watch them.
We're going to get Kay on the show.
Yeah.
We're going to get Kay on the show.
Because some people make the sausages and the middle don't get done. So just make a...
Those sausages are grey on one side and black on the other.
Turn them over. So the inside can get done.
What you can't see is that every time the shot changes... The video pauses for like half a second. I don't know what they're editing it on. I suspect it might be two VHS machines.
I think it's her son, does it?
Hooked up.
So he's, do you know, she's, whether he sees his next birthday because some of the things he eats is just ridiculous.
Okay, all right, again, those are Jackie's opinions and views there, not the views of Talk Radio.
The bacon in.
Look at the filthy colour of that fat, though.
Yeah, listen to the alarm going off.
That fat is like... black, dark brown, muddy brown.
Would you say a chip pan?
Oh, God.
Making sure that there's plenty of room.
I'd eat this.
In a world of 15 videos of people that you don't live between the those houses.
Now I am doing the egg cracking eggs into a pan.
Oh, lard. Oh, I miss a fart cooked in lard.
Well, to cook for the breakfast. Most of the breakfast
she's
doing...
Fried slice! My beauty! The mistake she's made there, you should butter your... Yeah. It should be white bread and you need to butter it both sides to get it perfect.
Put it in the crusty egg pan.
Yeah.
Like I keep saying, it's optional.
I'm having a fried slice from my garden tonight.
But I've been putting a bit of fat in every time. You must keep your pans well oiled so that nothing can...
A few rips on her T-shirt there.
Rolling it.
Yeah, come on. Now, oh, the state of that pan.
The hash browns.
Frozen hash browns.
You can have as many hash browns as you want.
she's having for.
Too sure how long they want cooking. I'm not too sure how long anything wants cooking.
Sorry?
She's not too sure how long anything wants cooking.
And she's teaching us how to
she
cook.
She doesn't time anything. She just...
She waits till it's served.
Does it.
Holy cow.
Charred.
It's just a case of when they look down, if I can make an incision in the middle, I do. If not, then I just keep turning things off until they look done. As I say, I mean, that.
We can see the meal there. The beans are about to be poured on. I think it's good the beans are going on top because that just looks like, you know, when you scrape all the crap off the bottom of a saucepan, right, yeah, to put in the bin. It looks like that.
Yeah, but you know what? I'd still eat
it. Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah. Cheated with the tomatoes. I've opened the tin instead of grilling them. And now, just in case of putting tomatoes on as the final touches. I'm putting the beans on.
Oh, beans with sausages in.
These have got a few sausages with them. So.
Oh, she's doing it. She's putting the beans really delicately, sort of around the edge.
The there we go.
I love her.
And this.
Oh, now she's got filthy dressing gown on. Where did that come from? This disgusting dressing gown. What is that?
It's the end product.
Okay.
Some bread to go with that. Plus, you can also have toast, which is optional. So, I hope you like what you've seen.
Love
if
it.
If you do, give me a thumbs up. Yay. If you want to leave me a comment to do anything, whether it's cooking or making, do so. If you haven't already subscribed to me,
I'm subscribing.
Would you please subscribe? Thank you for watching. Bye.
I love her.
Oh,
is she right? First of all, she's getting a thumbs up there, and she's getting a subscription. That's Kay's Cooking. Is she on Twitter? Do we know if this woman's on Twitter?
I think so. I know Harry Hill had on one of his shows on TV one
really?
Day. Brought her in, and everyone just went, "Oh my God, it's Kay."
She is
watch
coming
the,
on
the
show.
Watch the lasagna one.
Facebook.
Yeah,
lasagna.
That's a great one. Right, and her son is allergic to cheese, so anything she makes with cheese, she does half with cheese and half without. So she'll do a cheese pizza. But his cheese pizza doesn't have any cheese on it because he can't eat it.
I've just seen she's got a GoFundMe that started 6 months ago because she needs a kitchen upgrade, she says.
She's got no worktops.
No.
Everything works on top of that cooker.
She's trying to get £3,000 and she's not got very much at all.
Hey, what does she want it for?
To spruce a kitchen up.
Oh, hang on a minute. Crowdfunding to get a new kitchen?
Yeah.
That's a bit... Jeff, isn't it?
She's got plug sockets all over the kitchen, but doesn't use them. She just uses that side of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And there's just so many. Somebody said to her, "Can you make this Scotch eggs, sausage rolls, bacon butty? You know, the poached eggs in the frying pan are the best. Do you want to watch that?"
Jackie, thank you very much indeed. You brought something to our lives and to our world there. That's incredible. Kay's Cooking.
Kay's good cooking.
It's a cookery special tonight. Got some information on where that Paul McCartney thing is from as well. And loads of people have sent me little bits and pieces about it. It's actually quite an interesting story. We'll get to that in a second. 03-44-499-1000. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, dear listener, 0344 499 1000. The Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle. I have posted the picture of Kath's excellent T-shirt. Well done. Thank you for doing that. It is a thrill. Now, this is exciting. This is how the show moves. Sometimes, you know, things chug along and sometimes things happen that we don't quite expect to happen. I will thank our friend Jake Graham on Twitter for this. But we've gone down a kind of cooking rabbit hole.
Yeah, because Jackie's phone call earlier on.
Yeah.
Jackie phoned up and said, have you seen on YouTube, there's an excellent cooking video selection to be seen.
Yes.
From Kay. Yeah. And we thought, we were imagining like a Mrs. Hinch type.
Yeah. I don't know who Mrs. Hinch is.
Well, super glamorous.
Who's Mrs. Hinch?
She's the cleaning woman, right?
In
this
what?
Is the new. On YouTube, she's a YouTube sensation.
Oh, I've not seen her.
And she does these kind of like cleaning videos. She lives in this pristine house, perfect family, you know, absolutely not a hair out of place, the sort of house that you wouldn't dare move a cushion in, right? So I was imagining that.
Right, okay.
Then we had a look at Kay's video.
Yeah, and it's the complete opposite of that, but it's brilliant.
It's real.
It's brimming with personality. Uh-huh. It's some great recipes in there.
You can tell someone lives in that kitchen.
You can tell someone lives in that kitchen. And I'm thrilled to say, Kay, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yeah! Kay! Now, I'm really sorry. We hadn't heard of you until our friend Jackie phoned us up and told us. But you've been doing this for years, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
How long have you been doing your videos for?
I've been doing it for about 3.5 years, probably. Something like that.
Flipping it. And then loads of people were saying, you're way behind the curve. Kay's been on loads of programmes. What TV programmes have you done?
I've been on Harry Hill's Alien Fun Cap Show.
Wow, that's great.
I've been on RudeTube.
Have you? Wow, there you go. Okay.
And I've also been on Radio Sheffield.
Oh, mate. Well, Kay, tonight you were on National Radio with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope I know that Jake, who listens to the show, worked with you on Harry Hill, and he got in touch with you. We've not woken you up, have we, Kay?
No, love, no.
What are you normally doing at this time of night? Cooking?
No, I've already done my cooking.
Okay.
No, I'm just relaxing, watching TV.
What you watch? What's on the telly?
Well, I'm watching reruns of The Two Ronnies.
I love you, Kay. Whereabouts are you?
In Sheffield.
Oh, of course, right. Radio Sheffield. You're in Sheffield. So, what made you do these cookery demonstrations? What was the first one, and what gave you the idea to do it?
Well, it was my son's idea.
Yeah.
He badgered me for 2 years. Going, Mom, do some cooking videos. I'm going, oh, shut up. And then in the end he went, Mother, just do one. I went, right, I'll do some cheap buns. And that's what I did.
But why did he want, because he's the one that films it all, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Lee? Because we sometimes see him taste testing.
Yeah, yeah, oh, he's on YouTube as well.
Because we've only watched a couple. We've played them out on the air. We watched Chicken and Chips.
Yeah.
Where Lee comes out at the end, he goes, yeah, it's all right, it's fine.
Tastes nice.
Taste is nice. The taste is nice. He doesn't seem that bothered by it, Kay.
No, well, he's had me cooking for a couple of years since his dad passed away.
Oh.
I've had to cook for him.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
It was about 8 years ago.
Okay.
It's a long time ago.
I've got to say, though, with the chicken and the chips, right, you did the chicken, the chips finished, and then you turned the chicken over for another half an hour. Those chips must have been freezing.
Now put them in the microwave.
Of course you did. You could see the steam coming off him when Lee was chowing down at the end.
She, you know, stuff. And the other one we watched was the Full English Breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Flipping it, Kay. I mean, any woman that can do a fried slice like that, I'm marrying, because no one does a fried slice anymore, Kay.
No, no.
And is that lard you're using?
Yeah.
You are a dirty, dirty woman, and I love you. All these lovely olive oils. And no, get me some lard. No one does lard anymore.
My mother-in-law used to cook with lard. Yeah, it's a special taste to it, and it's one that you'll never forget. If you ever had a fry-up with lard, nothing else is the same, is it?
It isn't. No, true. That's true.
So you've been doing these for a few years. How many videos have you done, Kay?
Oh, no, I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry, I couldn't tell
that
you.
That many?
I've done loads. But can I just tell you, the channel that you are watching has been hacked.
Oh, now that was the YouTube channel. There's a Facebook page, isn't there, that someone's pointed us to?
Yeah, the Facebook page. There's somebody made one for me.
Yeah.
But he conned me out of a lot of money.
Oh, no!
Yeah, and so I made my own up. But the thing is, that YouTube channel you're watching,
yeah,
there's another one called Kay's Cooking that's got 2,000 subscribers.
Right, so that's the one to go to. Kay's Cooking that's got about 2,000 subscribers. And what is you... why would... Imagine someone ripping you off. That's outrageous. There are some right dodgepots online, as you know, Kay. You've got to be so careful. So, is there a Facebook page that we should go to? Is there one that's you?
The only one I can say is Kay's Cooking.
Right, okay.
There is one called Kay's Good Cooking,
yeah,
but that's by somebody else.
That's
even though I have been on that page,
yeah,
I was conned into going on to it.
Aye.
To try and make money for him, not for me.
Yeah.
He said it was money for me, but it turned out...
Scumbag.
Well, I didn't get... No, I got...
Kay? Kay's been silenced. Kay, we've lost you.
Uh-oh.
Kay?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
Someone's trying to silence you. They don't. This is Jamie Oliver and the Gordon Ramsays don't want you out there, Kay.
I'm not bothered about them as long as James Martin wants me.
You know, I've been to James Martin's house and I was on his show once.
Have
you? Oh, yes, Kay. And if you play your cards right, if you do me enough fried slices, I might introduce you to Mr. Martin.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, look at
Oh, I heard you get unnecessary then.
She's come over all funny. Oh. You muck him up. Oh. But you get some of these. We looked at the hacked channel, and we'll plug the proper one again in a minute. So get your pens and papers, dear listener. But some of those videos have had like 70, 80,000 views.
Have
they? Yeah, you've had loads of views. What I'm saying is, Kay, you're quite popular. People like you.
I have been told that, but I don't class myself as popular.
You're a star, mate. You're famous. There's no getting away from it. What is how often do you do the videos, and what is the next one going to be?
Well, I've just done potato soup.
What?
Potato soup.
Potato soup, yeah. I've just done that one.
Okay.
But at the moment, my son's editing one called Piss Take Crumpets.
Piss Take Crumpets? Piss Take...
What?
Piss Take Crumpets?
Yeah.
What is that?
That should be going up today.
What's a piss... I don't know if we can say Piss Take Crumpets, but we have. What's a Piss Take Crumpet?
You know them things you buy each shop, like them pikelets and that, you know?
Yeah. A crumpet.
She's speaking a foreign language. Catherine, you understand her, don't you? You're from around that way.
Yeah. A crumpet. They call them pikelets as well. But what's piss take about it?
Well, it's not. I'm not making them. I'm just putting them on the grill and doing it. What it is, it's a mess. What I call a mess about channel. Mess about there.
Yeah.
And I just put them on the grill. You know, grill them on one side, turn them over, grill them on the other side, put margarine on it, and it's just messing about.
Beautiful. Some people don't know how to make a crumpet, though, so, you know, think it's messing about. For some, it's a learning
I've
day.
I've got to say, though, your chicken and chips, right, the chicken was great, you showed us how to do it, and the chips, you just went, right, I've cooked the chips, they're done now. You didn't show us how to cook the chips!
Yeah, but I mean, you just put them in a chip pan and
Yeah, but I don't know that! A chip pan!
Oh, God.
A chip pan? Who uses a chip pan?
I had a chip pan until last year.
It's oven chips,
isn't it? Nothing like it. Oh, oven chips are rubbish compared oven to chip oven pan chips.
Oven chips are rubbish.
Oh, yeah. Oven chips, they're all dry, aren't they?
Yeah. They don't
work. It's not nice at all.
How much, without prying too much, Kay, how much money did you get ripped out of by this dodge pot?
Oh, God, probably a couple of thousand.
Flipping it, Kay. Oh, mate.
Oh, no, I didn't pay him.
Oh. Oh, the money that people were, thought were paying to you, but he was taking it.
Well, that channel he started, he says he could make thousands for me. So right. I thought, oh, great, thousands, a couple of thousand, keep me going, you know, for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Because I've got a lot of repairs to do.
Yeah.
And anyway, he kept putting my videos up and going, have you got any new videos? Well, thing is, I suffer with asthma and I were having a bad attack,
Yeah.
Just from last year up to Christmas, I was really, really ill. And I said, I can't put any up yet. I said, I can't breathe to put any up. And he went, well, if you don't start putting things up, we're not going to be able to make you money.
Oof.
And then he started pinching videos off my old channel.
Oh.
He was making money. He monetized it, which gets you adverts on, gets you money. And he was getting loads of money. Oh. And... well, then all of a sudden he just stopped.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, a lot of people find out in different ways that there are scumbags on the internet. I'm really sorry, and I hope that you manage to turn this new channel around and start getting a few quid out of it. So what is the YouTube channel that I need to send my listeners to, Kay?
It's called Kay's Cooking.
Kay's Cooking, and it's got about 2,000 subscribers.
It's got about 2,600.
Okay. Well, I've subscribed to it, and I know a few of my listeners are right now.
I've been told it's a picture of Hong Kong in background.
What? Oh, I've got yeah. What? Look on the long strip at the top.
Why got a picture of Hong Kong in the background? Are you from Hong Kong? Are you Chinese? What's this?
No, darling. What it were is when we made the new channel.
Yeah.
It gave me that picture.
Oh, okay, right. It's just kept it. It's nice. Picture. All right. Kay, listen, next time you put a video up or any time you want to give anything a plug, me and Kath are on Monday to Friday, 10 o'clock at night until 1 in the morning. You are now officially a friend of the show and you are welcome on to plug your stuff anytime you want, Kay.
In fact, I think you should be our studio chef.
Yeah, oh, yes, definitely. If you ever come down to London, you are coming into the studio. You're going to do a cookery demonstration live on air. And basically, I just want some food. I want that
fried slice.
That fried slice. Kay,
I will make you a fried slice and then I will put an egg on top of it.
Oh, yeah, dirty man, that's lovely.
She is speaking. I need to take this call in private, please. Kay, honestly, you are brilliant. I'm going to watch some of your videos over the weekend.
Before you kick me off the air, can I just tell your listeners to go to Kay's Cooking on Facebook as well?
Okay. So, is that the place to go? All right. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Kay, so nice to talk to you, my dear. Thanks for calling in and keep in touch, won't you?
I promise I will.
In fact, I sent you a message on your Facebook account, so now you'll have my details. You can always ping me a message on there if you fancy.
Oh, cheers, darling. If it's the right one, I will, obviously. If it's the right one, I'll get in touch with you straight away. I'll just
say hi,
something like that.
You're a good woman, Kay. It's nice to talk to you, and your boy's a good boy, and I look forward to seeing Piss Take Crumpet.
Are we on about the same boy?
Take care, Kay. We'll speak again soon.
You too. Thank you.
What a nice lady.
Love her.
I want her back on. Every time she does a video, I want her to come on and give it a plug. What a nice woman. Thank you, Kay.
She's lovely. The only person I want to know what she's had for a tea.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm going to enjoy those. Thank you, Jackie, as well, for letting us know. And thank you, Jake, for putting us in touch. Really appreciate it. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. This is Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
It's going to make you feel old now. I'm just going around this BBC online network from 1998.
Uh-huh.
So this is like the BBC homepage. I'm just clicking on some relevant stories. 1998, June 29th, 1998.
God, I was 21.
Okay. Pop star George Michael is to stage an internet chat with his fans following his conviction for a lewd act in a Los Angeles public toilet. I've been to that toilet. Michael is reported to have promised to be frank and honest with his fans in a two-hour chat session. In an interview after his arrest, he apologised to his fans for causing them embarrassment and for putting himself in a position where he said he felt stupid and reckless and weak. The webcast will also, this is from June 1998, will also show footage of him dancing at his recent birthday party in London to celebrate his 35th birthday. Wow. His 35th birthday.
Yeah, but the thing is, back then I would have thought that was ancient.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so then we go to the then we go forward to July. Pop star George Michael looked right at home in a chat room on Thursday night. He swore, told a dirty joke, and made a number of controversial comments.
Yeah, so in other words, he used a chat room.
Just like the usual inhabitants, reports the BBC's internet correspondent Chris Nuttall. George was using the internet. Internet with a capital I. It's always got a capital
I. The internet, I guess.
To talk to his fans for the first time since his conviction for lewd conduct in a Beverly Hills toilet. He went live on the net from London, typing in answers to emails sent to him.
Typing in answers.
From all over the world and running well over his two-hour allotted time. He uses the internet to sell music online and believes he can talk directly to his fans this way, avoiding in particular the British press, which he feels has hounded him. I'm not here to feed the press tonight, he typed in his first comment in the chat room, set up online by the Microsoft Network, MSN.
Is he using MSN Messenger?
Here again. Then we've got...
I used to like that.
Then we, if we go on Queen's... Be a fan at davidbowie.com. The rock star David Bowie has undergone another of his famous changes, this time into an internet service provider. From September the 1st, he became the first personality to offer himself as an ISP, giving the fans the chance to sign up and register email addresses, such as ziggy.stardust@davidbowie.com.
Wow.
BowieNet provides internet access with a local call in more than 2,000 North American cities, with 47 countries to be added by the end of the year. Shit. Users pay $19.95 a month or $5.95 if they already have an ISP and just want to access the site.
What? So they were paying $20 a month for their internet, for their emails?
Yes. Apart from the usual 5 megabytes of space and 5 megabytes and an email address, BowieNet promises access to previously unreleased material, video footage and videos of the photos of the artist. There will be news groups, chat rooms, online shareware, multiplayer gaming, and personalised content updated daily with news, sport, weather, horoscopes, TV guides, and thousands of albums and gig reviews. I welcome all you web travellers to the first community-driven internet site that focuses on music, film, literature, painting and more, where you can interact with all the members of our adventurous new project, says Bowie in a personal message on the homepage. The site will be launching a contest on September the 15th, which will be a revolutionary event on the internet. At the end of the month, Bowie offers the usual online chat with himself, but with the added feature of a 360-degree webcam, viewers can direct it themselves, panning around the star as he chats. I wanted to create an environment where not just my fans, but all music fans could be part of a single community, where vast archives of music and information could be accessed, views stated and ideas exchanged. That's the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. I'm just going to get... I'm just going to fall down this rabbit hole. Hang on, there's this Queen... last one about Queen. And then we'll talk to Mark and then we'll talk to Danny. Rock veterans Queen were never afraid of doing something new. And drummer Roger Taylor has carried on the tradition by staging a record-breaking concert over the internet. From a tent in his Surrey back garden, he managed to break all records for the number of hits for a live show carried over the World Wide Web. Up to 500 people logged on each second to watch Taylor perform a mixture of old and new songs from his Queen days to solo material from his current album, Electric Fire. Does that mean 500 people were watching?
Per minute.
Queen, fronted by the flamboyant Freddie Mercury, he's dead at that point, yeah, still hold the record for the biggest selling non-charity single in Britain for their 1975 epic Bohemian Rhapsody.
Taylor's tent was connected up to ISDN lines, which sent the performance across the web via servers in Los Angeles. He said, "It's just nice, it's very nice to perform where I live." He's got a croaky voice,
isn't he? That is quite a good one to Taylor.
"It's very nice to perform where I live and a whole new concept to do a world tour that's over in 1¾ hours. Producer Tim Massey said, "We'd like to think we've achieved what Queen did when they played stadiums in South America in the early 1980s, reaching hundreds of thousands of people." Here we go. Experienced director Rudy Dolezal. Why does that name ring a bell?
Because Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, there we go. There we go, yeah. A veteran of Live Aid and the Freddie Mercury tribute concert. Is she the lady that pretended...
Well, that identified as black, right, yeah. And still does, apparently.
I wonder if they're related. Found working with the internet a lot harder than working with more conventional video. There are restrictions on the internet. You can't cut between shots on an online concert because the viewer might end up with a black hole. You have to do a quick dissolve instead, over 6 frames, which is a long time if you get your timing wrong. Good evening, Mark.
Evening, sir. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm very, very well, Mark. What have you got for us tonight?
Well, all it is, like, I finally the other day I spoke to James. Actually, he's really polite, so I thought he might have slaughtered me, but it's the first time I called, so you guys are refreshing, I've got to tell you. But it's a question, right, and I want to know, why is White Line Mr. Gove himself still in the Parliament? Why? How come? If it had been me or you, right, or any other Joe Bloggs on the street,
yes,
we would have been thrown out, right? He's admitted he's having a chop-up. Why is he still in Parliament? Why?
Well, because it was a long time ago.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I've done the chop-up.
Yes, yeah, so have I. But if
someone's
you can't
done it. You've done it a bit more recently. So it sounds like Mark sniffing away there, buddy.
No, well, I'll just take the mic out and go. Listen, at the end of the day, they was talking about earlier about taking the flights out and, you know, having no more flying.
Yeah, but the thing is, here's the thing, right? Most of them have done it. We all know that Boris Johnson's done
it. Yeah, they bang at it. They've all bang at it. But the thing is, because they all bang at it, they ain't putting their hands up. Well, because he's going to get bubbled up, he put his hands up.
Here's the thing. They're not all bang at it. Some of them have been bang at it. I suspect one or two of them may still be bang at it, right?
Right.
And you and I know that the drug laws in this country are ridiculous. The only problem I've got with Gove is that he wanted to introduce a law that dictated that if it was found that teachers had used cocaine when they were younger, they would get the sack.
Yeah. Okay.
So that is where the hypocrisy is.
Yeah, it's hypocritical. And the thing is, and this is the thing with me where I've got... Listen, everyone to their own, okay? It used to be a rich man's thing. It ain't now. It's naughty. Everyone's having a go at it, and they are having a go, right?
Yeah.
But see him, what's really annoyed me with him,
is
the only reason he's admitted it is because he's got caught. Someone's going to write about it.
Yeah.
So he's a wrong'un, isn't he?
Well, not no, because I don't think someone should get the sack for...
No, shouldn't get the sack, no. They shouldn't seem to attack him, but at the end of the day, he shouldn't be running for Prime Minister. It's a joke. You can't have him...
Well, hang on a minute. There is an argument, of course.
What?
That if we... Shut up.
Sorry.
Chew some gum or smoke a fag while I'm talking. There is an argument, of course, that if you have a Prime Minister who has used Class A drugs, he can't make the drug... If he's the Prime Minister, he then can't make the drug laws any stricter.
No.
And there is an argument that he might actually look at the drug laws with a slightly... Now it's out in the public. Now people know that he's used cocaine and he can't pretend he hasn't. He might look at the drug laws in a slightly more grown-up, mature way.
No, listen, I get it. And I'm on side. And right, what you're saying, you're not wrong, right? But
I'm a wise man.
You are wise.
Very wise man, Mark.
If they take the flights, you ain't going to get Columbia, is he? You ain't going to get that bit of perusing that he's tracking for. Listen, he's put his hands up, OK? What I've got a problem with...
Please, sir, can I have some more?
Oliver, he's a bit of an Oliver, you're right. But the problem is
there was this is a naughty drug joke, but there was someone on Twitter said, I bet Gove was the type of person who didn't buy his own gear, but he'd be stood around others that were using, hoping he'd get cut into the next bump. There's a bit of drug sag for you guys.
Who cares? Listen, you know what? It's fake news. Who gives a monkeys, right? I've got an issue, and where I've got an issue, okay?
Yes.
Rightly or wrongly, I've never voted, so I don't trust none of them.
Yeah.
Right? So I can't really say anything,
Yes, you can.
Where I've got a problem with it, okay, they all lie, all of them. But that's what they do. So we all should, like, wake up and smell the coffee. We know what they're doing. They ain't telling the truth, right?
Yeah.
But, okay, he still wouldn't have said anything unless someone was going to write in the book about him.
Yeah.
So it's just showing all the young kids, he's not honest. So how can you trust him?
That's a good. He raises a good point.
But none of them would have confessed unless someone had asked them. And after it had come out with him, they all got asked by different reporters, and they all came forward. And drugs looked a hell of a lot less cool than they did before.
I genuinely wonder, Mark, if this is somehow going to be a watershed moment on our attitude to drugs. I don't think in any of these are necessarily going to change the drug laws, but this could be the seed that in maybe 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
We'll look back at this point and go and see it as a pivotal moment.
I tell you what's a pivotal moment about this, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm into stocks and shares. I don't know, I just don't sound like I do, but I am, right?
Yeah, I thought you were more into apples and pears.
Let me tell you, I'll give you a heads up, right? Watch out, there's a company in Canada, and I don't mind saying it on the radio, and anyone that's got half a brain to listen, there's a company in Canada at the moment that's legalised it, right? When it's coming, it's coming. You're right. You're 1,000% right. Yeah. It's going to get legalised, right?
Yeah.
Get on the shares. If you've got a choice, stick it on.
I don't want to get on cocaine shares. Cocaine is a very, very dark drug.
No, let's talk about cannabis.
I'm talking about cannabis. Oh, cannabis is... it's legal all over America. It's legal everywhere.
Yeah, but hang on. They're coming. The share companies are coming. Once all the gathers and the other lot up in the apartment think they can get a few.
All right. Mark, listen, come in, Paul. Mark, listen, it's nice to talk to you. Call us earlier in the show next time.
Yeah, God bless you. Take care.
You take care, fella. I'm going to quickly, you get set up, Paul. We're going to speak to our friend Danny. Good evening, Danny.
Hello, you two. I'll get straight to the point.
Thank you.
Talking about kids not understanding technology, my daughter is currently 21. When she was about 12, we bought new wireless house phones.
Oh, yeah.
She took it apart and asked where the SIM card went.
Oh, no.
And one final thing, because Paul's more important than I'll ever be. That picture you tweeted of Cass wearing her new T-shirt?
Yeah.
I'm afraid to say it looks like she's got hairy cleavage with your hair.
I have got hairy cleavage. And?
Oh, it does. It does.
Told you, it does. I've got a lovely hairy chest.
I don't know. When I did the same thing last week, it was my idea. And I had a T-shirt with 52 casts on it. Yeah. I don't know why you were offended by that. I find that very erotic.
It was quite a shock to the system to see it out of the blue.
Okay.
It's when he buys a pair that are underpants, that's when you got to worry.
Well, you can obtain those. You don't know what I didn't want to do that reveal.
Danny, nice to talk to you. Thank you for respecting the Ross.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boys.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.